This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. May the peace and blessings of Allah be upon you all. We have reached the 24th juz of the Quran, and we are going to talk about chapter 41, verse 34, and that is the chapter of Fussilat. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala talks about good and evil in relation to the actions or response of the human being. What in particular? Well, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, after a'udhu billahi minash shaitanir rajim, wala tastawil hasanatu wala sayyi'a. And hasana is not equal to that of evil. Hasana wa sayyi'a la yastawiyan. Wala tastawil hasanatu wala sayyi'a. What does Allah say here? Idfa' billati hiya ahsan. Repel with that which is better. فَإِذَا الَّذِي بَيْنَكَ وَبَيْنَهُ عَدَاوَةٌ كَأَنَّهُ وَلِيٌّ حَمِيمٌ. To where if there was enmity between you and someone, it is as though he is وَلِيٌّ حَمِيمٌ, what, like he is a beloved guardian. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is telling us, look, in the times when people may do evil to you, being the bigger person is to idfa, or repel that with good. Not to repel it with more evil. Because when one does that, it could amount to something that goes beyond you and that person, rather other people getting emotionally involved to where they may do something detrimental. They may do something wrong as well for your sake. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, repel that which is hasana. Idfa' billati hiya ahsan. Idfa' means to push. So respond with that which is better than what they have done. And we see this throughout the life of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, how he was good to people that treated him badly. Sil man qata'ak. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, connect with those that have cut you off. Literally, this is what he says. And this is not something that is easy. But Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, ahasiban nasu an yutraku an yaqulu amanna wa hum la yuftanun? Did mankind think that they would be left, being that they say, amanna, we believe, and they will not be tested or given trials? So it is a trial that you have with your family member, your neighbor, your longtime friend, to where you may have clashed over something or someone. But Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, idfa' billati hiya ahsan. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said that la yahjuru akhun akhahu fawqa thalath, that the brother does not leave or disassociate from his brother more than 3 days. Wa khayruhum Man bada bis salam. Okay, qala sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. He said, the best of them is the one that starts with the salam. Imagine, there is beef, there are problems between you and that person. You'll have a huge disagreement. And you text, send a letter, call, and say, salamu alaykum rahmatullah. That is not easy. And that's why Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in the verse right after that, وَمَا يُلَقَّاهَا إِلَّا الَّذِينَ صَبَرُوا وَمَا يُلَقَّاهَا إِلَّا ذُو حَظٍ عَظِيمٍ. Allah says after that, and no one will approach that or be able to implement that except for those that exemplify patience and exhibit patience. وَمَا يُلَقَّى. And then he repeats it again. And no one will be able to implement that or to approach that characteristic except the one that has good fortune. حَظٍ عَظِيمٍ. Someone that has a good character and what they are doing, showing that this is ultimately from Allah, but there's a small window of effort. There's a small window of humility. There's a small window of someone to look back at the bigger picture and say, you know, if myself or my uncle or my father or my family member, if we exhibit this problem that we have, repelling evil with evil, it could really cause enmity between the future generations. What about the community? It can cause rifts amongst the community. So looking at the bigger picture, looking at Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and seeing how we can maintain relationships, strong relationships for Allah ultimately. And that requires patience, that requires doing the actions that are ahsan, that are better to others than what they may do to you. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make us patient with each other. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make us of those that look at the bigger picture in regards to our relations with people. Barakallahu feekum. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Thank you.